Amen. him.
It's worth the price of admission just for them songs at the beginning.
Yeah.
Thank God for the youth.
Yeah, man.
Gives me hope with all the bad decisions and the way that we feel that when you turn on the news and it just seems bad news after bad news, but I'm glad there's hope.
Yep.
And thank God there's a lot that these kids could be in tonight. That blessed my soul, fed my soul.
Yes, sir.
I desire your prayers this evening. Go to the book of Matthew. I'm flying solo. We was up in Trenton, Ohio today, and Emily muscled through to sing a little bit, but she's sicker than dog. This wonderful spring weather.
Yeah.
I called Mom and Dad the other morning. I said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. That's it.
But she's at Matthew chapter 2 places, Matthew chapter 3. And then you can take your finger over and hold your place in Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 3 and then Matthew 17. But Emily's battling the flu. I'm just going to talk for a minute just to get all the jitteries and let the preacher show up.
Bless the Lord.
That's the only way preaching will be done. I'm just the mouthpiece.
Right.
If I can get out of the way and let him get in the way.
Yeah.
And minister, but she at home, and Mom and Dad was going to come with me, but they're watching my three youngins. I could have brought them with me, but we'd have had a 3 and a 2-year-old running all over the church house. But so Mom and Dad's watching my babies, but pray for Emily, so I'm flying solo. Normally I got a whole gang with me, and I'm by myself. But I'm not going to lie. Thank you, brother.
Man.
I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed the quiet car ride up here.
Yeah, man.
Matthew chapter 3. I feel that I'm where God would have me to be tonight.
Bless the Lord.
I've prayed and prayed ever since I talked to Brother Jay about coming up, and I've tried to get my heart where God would have me to be, and I feel that this is where He would have me be tonight. If not, I've been in this way long enough to know that I'll back her in the R gear. Put it in the R gear and we'll back up and we'll get where God wants me to go. But I do desire you press for you Bible readers and a student of the Bible. These two scriptures that I'm going to read from tonight is no new scripture. I bring nothing new. I'm like Apostle Paul, just Jesus Christ, Him crucified, Him resurrected, and coming again. That's the only gospel that there is that'll save the world. But Matthew chapter 3, the first place that I want to read is John the Baptist coming. We know that he was coming preaching, saying that I'm going to baptize you with water, but there's one that's coming after me that will baptize you with the fire. And I want to start reading in verse number 13 of Matthew chapter 3. Matthew 3, verse 13, the Bible says, Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now.
Yeah.
Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Yeah.
Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Right here. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Flip over to Matthew chapter 17 while you're standing. Another familiar scripture, when Jesus in the Mount of Transfiguration, he had his 12, but there was an inner circle of three that hung with Jesus, of Peter, James, and John. And he took those three up on a mount. Yeah. One day, Matthew chapter 17, verse number 1, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Right here, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. You may be seated this evening. Thank you for honoring God's word. I begin to think of these two scriptures and two prominent parables and things and happenings in the Bible that we know about, of Jesus being baptized and then of his transfiguration. But if I could have a thought for the few minutes that I stand before you, is when I read those two, was that the voice of the Lord comes speaking. The voice of the Lord. And if I could have a thought just for the few moments of time, it would be the voice of God tonight. Thank God that it's unmistakable. Thank God that there's nothing like it. And I think of what the song, that verse that Brother Jeff had just sung. I'm glad that his sheep know his voice. I'm glad that I know the Spirit of God tonight. I'm glad that I know him as my personal Savior. I'm glad that I know him as my best friend this evening. But above me knowing him, I'm so thankful tonight, April the 10th, 2016, that the King of all kings, that the Lord of all lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and everything that is in between, I'm so thankful that he knows me tonight. He knows my name and the good news of the gospel. If you're here and you don't know him, he wants to know you tonight with a personal, intimate relationship with the God of all glory this day. Thank God for his voice.
Yes, sir.
As he was baptized in straightway, the Bible says that he came out of the water in the voice of God. And then I think there in Matthew 17 with Peter, James, and John, Jesus had his disciples. Jesus had many disciples.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Then he had his 12 that he had called and that he had chosen, that had the Passover feast with him and that walked with him and talked with him. But then Jesus had his inner three. All through the scripture of Peter, James, and John. And I love Peter. Because I can relate with Peter. Peter just kept his emotions right on his sleeve. He just said what he thought.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Said what other people was thinking. Emily gets on to me all the time because I'll just say it.
Yeah.
You should have said that. Well, you was thinking it.
Yeah.
Amen.
But here, Moses and Elias show up, and the glory of God lights all around Jesus. And I love Peter said, Lord, it's good for us to be here.
Amen.
I can relate to that. You know where I want to be? I want to be right where God's at.
Yes,
I want to be right where the anointing's at.
Yep.
You can have all the houses, all the land. You can have all the feel goods and the feelings of the world. But you know what? Just put we with some good blood bought, Bible-believing children of God that know where God's brought them from, that know that they ain't yet all that they should be, but thank God that He's taken us somewhere. I want to be where God's at. I want to be where the anointing's at. I want to be where I can feel the Holy Ghost. I want to be like Aaron was when the anointing high priest, Lord, let the oil run on the top of my head, down to my beard. I let it get down in the soles of my shoes. I let it get all over me, God, just so that I can hear Your voice and feel Your presence in my life.
Amen.
The voice of God. Do you know that voice? I said earlier, it's unmistakable. These Faulkner boys, we could take a bunch of us men, and we'd go somewhere, and there could be a crowded, full room, and a bunch of men could holler their name out, and it might not sound familiar, but if Dad hollered that name, they turn. Because they know that voice.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad that I know His voice tonight. Above everything, I'm glad for the voice of God. I'm glad how He speaks. I'm thankful when He speaks. I'm thankful where He speaks into my life. I'm thankful that He is alive tonight. And I begin to think about His voice. The first thing with His voice, what the voice of God can do is it will convict. I thank God for conviction. As you all know, we're all over the country singing. I love you, Pastor, and boy, he's a dear friend. He's a bosom buddy to me in the gospel. Everybody needs him, a buddy. And thank God that I got a friend. And I believe I'm just going to go off track here just for a minute. I believe Lazarus was that kind of friend to Jesus. Because they had Martha and Mary, and we can read about all their spouts that they had with them two sisters. But I believe Lazarus was just a buddy to Jesus. And every man needs him a buddy.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, somebody that you ain't going to say something to, and that it's going to get all over town, and that they're going to run their mouth to everybody. I'm talking a bosom friend. We need to be bosom buddies to each other. See, because I can relate with you, Pastor, because thank God for conviction, because He said something earlier about repentance. And we're all over the country, and I'm so tired of this feel-good, pat-on-the-back stuff that you can overcome, and I can't do nothing. I'm worthy of hell had it not been for the voice of God speaking to me that Thursday night, October the 25th, 1990. Thank God that it found me, that it convicted me. I realized I was a sinner worthy of hell. Thank God for His voice. Thank God for conviction that drew me to repentance. Before you ever get saved, you have to get lost.
That's exactly right. Good preaching.
Thank God for conviction. Thank God that it hit me that night that I realized that I was worthy of hell. Do you know what I love? He's still working on me.
Amen.
And I know there's some that maybe here tonight, you've got it all together and never have an oops moment, never have a mistake. But I have some oops moments.
Amen. Bless you, preacher.
I know you can't tell by my physique, but I like McDonald's. I love going through and eating 7,000 calories, but I got an addiction to Diet Coke. And that styrofoam cup, it's heavenly.
Yes.
But what's not heavenly is this double window pull-up thing that some of these McDonald's have thought would bring better business, but all it does is get my blood pressure up. I'm a big man. I can't have that. Everybody wanting to go first.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know about you, but I lay my preacher aside sometimes.
Yeah.
When I'm in that line.
Right.
It might not always be verbally, but it might be in. We got to be honest. The Lord knows I laid it aside on my way up here. In my peaceful drive when I'm running behind on Baptist time trying to get done singing and drop my family, drop Emily off and then get the kids where they need to go, change suits real quick and gone again. And then I'm coming up past Kings Island here on 71 and there's a car, God bless them, going 60 miles an hour in the fast lane. I go behind, and that's already got me going. Then there's a little 18-year-old punk in his Civic that thinks he's got an engine, but it's actually just a hole in his muffler. Comes up right behind me and rides my bumper. Like I could go anywhere. And I laid my right up in the mirror. I did. But I had another 10 minutes to drive to church to repent. But what I love is, even though he saved me, even though he's keeping me, even though he loves me, I have bad days. I have hard days. But you know what I love? I'm glad that those sheep that know his voice, when you stray away, you will not stay away. You can go out and you can dibble and dabble, or you can have but see, he's still working on me. You wait till God knocks the dust off me. You ain't seen the perfected me yet. But there's coming a day when he comes to get me. Knocks all this filth and this flesh off of me. Then you'll see me for who I really am. Thank God for his conviction. Thank God that I know his voice. I'm glad that it just doesn't convict. There's a lot of people, they're real good with the conviction part. They're real good with the judging part. They're real good with the damning everybody. But I'm glad that Jesus doesn't leave you there. I'm glad the voice of God, that it will convict you. But I'm glad that the voice of God will then convert you. Amen. I'm glad for a conversion. I'm glad for good Holy Ghost power. Filled preaching that got a hold of me. That let me see where I was at. Thank God for a loving Savior whose hand reached further down than what I could reach up. Whose blood had blotted out and covered a multitude of sins. Thank God I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Thank God for salvation.
Amen.
He who saves to the uttermost. I'm talking about heartfelt conversion. I'm talking about a change.
Yes, sir.
When God gets a hold of you, you can't help but have a skip in your step. You can't help but have a smile on your face. Well, I've been changed. Preacher, you like everything that's going on? No. I think it's just amazing the bonehead decision after bonehead decision that we see coming down through our government, that we see coming down through our land. But you know what? It doesn't surprise me, nor really do I get all shaky and worried about it. And I, to be honest with you, just give you my heart, I get tired of everybody talking about it all the time. Because there ain't no Republican, there ain't no Democrat, there ain't no House, and there ain't no Senate. There ain't one person in Washington nor in the world that's going to fix the problems. Because it's not this or that, it's a sin problem. There's a man that can fix the problem. He come and he was born of a virgin. He was 100% God. He was 100% man. He come 33 and a third years and lived a life of perfection. 3.5 years in his ministry, touched the crippled, touched the blind, raised the dead. But he come to set the captive free. He come, he bled and he died. Thank God, conquering death, hell, and the grave. He got up. Jesus is the answer.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's where my hope lies.
Amen.
That's why I'm happy.
Amen.
I ain't happy with $2 a gallon.
Amen.
I ain't happy even though we act like we're happy when it drops to $1.80.
Amen.
I was happy back when I was growing up and it was 30-something cents.
Amen.
But my hope's not in this world.
Right.
See, people that are miserable, that's where their hope's at.
Right.
Getting that promotion, getting that new car,
yep,
getting that bigger home. Lord, if I just had this.
Yeah.
If I just had
bless you, Lord.
That.
Bless you,
Lord. And we ain't no different. Well, whatever your thing is. If cars are your thing, yours can be running fine, but you see a new one, then you can find everything wrong with yours.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah.
You love your old bass boat till you go fishing here. Fishing season's coming till you see your buddy. And he got that new one. And mine ain't running so good.
Yeah.
Nothing makes this flesh satisfied.
Right.
Exactly.
And we live in a world and a society they're searching.
Yeah.
I need this. Give me more than that doesn't do it. And, but Lord, give me no. I need this. I know what I need. I need more hours at work. No, I need more alcohol. No, I need more drugs. No, I need more. No, what you need? That big void and that hole. What you need? You need capital JESUS. Let God convict and convert you.
Amen.
The voice of God convicts. The voice of God converts. Do you know what it does? It cleanses.
Amen.
Through what? Through the watering of the word. You show me one of these that's falling apart, I'll show you that person's life that's not.
Amen.
Amen.
Every problem that I faced, every problem that I will face, the answer is in these 66 books.
Yes, sir.
That make up this infallible, inerrant word of God. Let me tell you what I'm holding. This is God breathed.
Amen.
This is God speaking to you, and it's speaking to me. No matter what it is, if it's financial trouble that me and Emily have been in, and believe you me, we've been in it and are in it and will continue to be in it. But you know what? I find it that it's a financial advisor book. I find it, believe it or not, even 14, 15 years of marriage, this is a marriage counseling book because me and Emily don't always get along. And when them children don't mind, you know what's amazing? It's a parenting book. It's amazing that in the darkest hours of my life, when Emily was sitting there 10, 11 years ago. She was laying there in the bed at our house miscarriaging before we'd had Brennan any children. And me as her husband and as a man not knowing what to do for her, not knowing what to say. In the darkest hours of my life, I'm glad that the answer was found in the Word of God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it's coming in the morning.
Yes, sir.
It'll cleanse.
Yes.
It'll cleanse you. Not only does his voice cleanse, I'm glad that it comforts.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Amen.
How many of you ever felt the comfort of God?
Amen.
Amen.
People, even with good intentions and a good heart, can try to speak words to you that won't console. Even though they mean good. But his voice.
Yeah.
His voice.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother David. Yea. Though I walk through the valley. The shadow of death.
Yeah.
I will fear no evil. David had been there.
Yeah. Yep.
David had messed up.
Yep.
David, even from the beginning of his life, didn't look like his brothers. Didn't even live up to his earthly dad's expectation. Because when Saul come looking for a king, and all the brothers lined up there, Saul, as he said, is this all you say? He said, well, I can just see him just kicking. And I got one more.
But
he's out there with the sheep.
Yeah.
But see, the hand of God.
Yeah.
was upon David.
Yes, amen.
See, we may not look how people want us to look, may not act how people want us to act, but when the hand of God is upon you.
Yeah.
Oh, when the hand of God is upon, they can say what they want to about you. They can run their mouth all they want. They wanted to against Peter and James and John and all them fellas. But you know what they had to say? Even after they beat them, told them not to go preach, not to talk about this Jesus no more. They'd get up, dust themselves off. You know what they had to say? Them old fellas that didn't even believe. But they said, you know what? We can't deny that they have been with God. My clothes may not be new. I might not have a bunch of money. But you know what I want people to say? Hey, Jason Murray, that boy I can't deny. He's been with God.
Amen.
It'll tell on you.
Yeah, it will.
Amen.
One way or the other.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It'll tell on you.
Yeah.
Convicts. It'll convert. It'll cleanse. Comfort.
Yeah.
But you know what? In closing, you know what the voice of God will do? It conquers.
Yes, it will.
It conquers. I'm conquered tonight.
Yeah.
I've been conquered.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
By His love.
Amen.
I've been conquered by His mercy. By His grace. He's got all of my admiration, all of my adoration, all of my attention. He's got everything.
Amen.
I'm sold out to Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not sold out to religion. I'm not sold out to denomination. I'm sold out to the King of all kings. To the Lord of all lords. To the one that did for me as only He could do. For the one that even though yet He knew me, He still loved me. He still forgave me. He still redeemed me. Even though that He knows me in the mess that I'm in right now, He still loves me. He still wants to talk to me. He still wakes me up in the morning. I'm conquered by God and His love, mercy, grace, and truth.
Hey.
From Genesis to Revelation. And I'm not going to preach all of it. But His voice was there.
Yeah.
When Adam and Eve.
Yep.
The Bible tells me right there in Genesis chapter 3 that the voice of the Lord come walking in the cool of the day.
Amen.
And all the way over to Revelation, chapter 3, verse number 20, I believe it is. He said, behold, I stand at the door.
Yeah, that's right.
He's going to say, if any man that will open, if he'll hear my voice.
Right.
Amen.
And open.
Yeah.
He said, I'll come in and sup with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
And him with me.
Amen.
One of these little fellas, that third row looks good. Who wants to come up here tonight? Can one of you come up here? Y'all mess me up. Both of you can only got $1. Man, I'm a Baptist preacher and Baptist singer. I ain't got much money. There you go. You fellas go with mom and dad, maybe they can split that into 50 cents or I'll try to find another dollar. We hit one of these people up for another dollar. That's all I needed. It's your fellas. What's your point, preacher? See how easy that was? I didn't just have them come up. I have to do nothing. It's the way salvation is. You can't earn it. You can't work it. You just accept it. He saves.
Right.
He is the Savior. I feel, and I promise I'm going to be done, but I feel good. I feel there's two extremes that people are in. I'm scared we live in a society with some people that feel that you can just be saved whenever you want to be saved. And that's contrary to the Word of God.
Right. Right.
Just because I feel like going and eating a $70 steak tonight ain't going to happen because I ain't got the funds to do that. You can't just get saved when you feel like it.
Right.
Can't come up here when you feel like it and shake my hand or your good pastor's hand as good a fellow as he is. It takes the drawing power of God to convict you. But that being said, I feel there's people that make salvation way too difficult.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
They waiting for Virgin Mary to appear in the clouds and I had a vision and the Lord. No, you just ate some bad chicken. That's what happened. God can do the supernatural, but He works through the natural.
Right.
And there's some people, they're just waiting for a big bolt of lightning to come and smack them upside the head. No, just when the voice of God calls. What do I got to do? What do I got to give? How do I got to work? Whoever is athirst, let him come. And let him drink of the water of life freely. I'm proud to be Ernie and Connie Murray's son. I'm proud of a godly father and a loving godly mother that raised me in the fear of the Lord. And I've got a birth certificate that says May the 20th, 1981. I'll be 35 this year. I'm getting there. Little gray. Them youngins, Eddie. But I got that birthright. It says I was born to William Ernie Murray and Connie Jane Murray at Fort Hamilton Hughes Hospital in Hamilton, Ohio. I'm thankful for that. I've got another certificate where some godly men and brothers on September the 21st of 2002 deemed me worthy and prayed over me and anointed me and ordained me to preach the gospel. And I'm thankful for those papers. Me and Emily got another certificate that July the 27th, 2002, from Sevierville, Tennessee, we went down to the mountains and took about 150 people with us and got married in a church up in the hills. It's beautiful. I've got a certificate that says she became my mama, my woman, my babe, my life, my world. I love my wife.
Amen.
Some of you men uneasy, maybe you a lover.
Right.
Amen, preacher.
Yep.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
But on October the 25th, 1990, I got some papers. I got a certificate that you can't see. It's not hanging on a wall. It's not stuffed in a drawer. But I had a second birth.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the voice of God convicted me.
Amen.
And all I had to do was come.
Amen.
And believe.
Amen.
Every head bowed tonight. My sheep know my voice. Just simple tonight. Do you know Jesus? I don't care your age. where you come from, what you're going through. I'm telling you tonight that Jesus can meet any need. I don't feel that we're here by mistake. I'm one to believe that whether it's two or three, as the Bible says, that are gathered, or whether it's thousands, I've met for a purpose tonight. It's good to come in fellowship and see everyone, but I come on business for Jesus, that there's needs that are in this house. There's souls that are weighing in the balance tonight for eternity. Just not for a little while, not for a month or two or a year or two, but for eternity. And I pray you can get over the sound of my voice, and that the voice of God will penetrate your heart tonight. And that you will respond. See, that's the gospel. He speaks, we respond. We respond. If you're here and you don't know Him, respond to His love tonight and accept Him. If you're here and you straight away respond to His call and His voice tonight, and come back home. If you're here, you're not being the husband, the wife, the father, the mother, the child, the brother or sister in the Lord, that you should become to the voice of God.